got a good group of guys in the receiver core, and obviously it hurts to lose a Pro Bowler, a guy with his talent, but at the same time, we got guys healthy again. Demaryius is back, Eddie's back, and we're excited about the opportunities that I think all of us are going to face, and you know, now the challenge is to learn every position and be able to be versatile.
You know, like anything, whether it's an injury, a trade, or a change in the depth chart, you know, we're going to do what it takes to get better moving forward, and they understand that, and they know it's a position of strength, and you know, it's an opportunity for some other guys.
Guys now have to learn every position, so we can move around, so everybody can get in and get their plays or get their catches. And I think now we're just trying to win games. If that's getting more catches, if it's not getting more catches, that's fine with me, as long as we get the W.
Thanks for joining us, and welcome back again for another edition of Elway Live here on DenverBroncos.com. I'm Chris Hall, joined as always by Executive Vice President of Football Operations, John Elway. John, thanks for coming back. How's your bye week?
It was good. We're ready to go, ready to get back into it. So we're glad that we're back to playing football and should be well rested. So we're excited to get going again.
Are you rested physically? You're better?
Yes, Chris. It wasn't a worry about me, but it was nice to have kind of a weekend off, no question.
Good. Well, thanks again for joining us. We're taking your questions on Twitter like we do always every week. Just make sure you include the hashtag Elway Live. And, John, we had a chance to talk to head coach John Fox yesterday. The team was in for practice after having 4 days off from the bye week. Head coach John Fox, he told the press and let everyone know that the team did, in fact, trade wide receiver Brandon Lloyd to the St. Louis Rams. Kind of talk about how that deal took shape and how it all unfolded.
Well, I mean, I think that when you look at the strengths of our football team and where we were with the trade deadline coming up today, we looked at the and made some calls on Brandon, and there's an opportunity to trade him. I know that, and also that, you know, we'd been in talks with Brandon about trying to extend him, and obviously at that point in time we're rather far apart, and Brandon, you know, Brandon's done a lot of good things in Denver. He had a tremendous year last year. He's been a good receiver for the Broncos and a good guy in the community. And so, you know, he's been he's been good for the Denver Broncos. He asked if there was an opportunity for him to go somewhere else, that he wouldn't have a problem with that. And so I think as we went farther down and talked about it, that you know, the best thing for the Denver Broncos as well as for Brandon was to go ahead and make the trade with St. Louis and with the first sixth rounder, and hopefully it turns into a fifth.
The trade did make some news, and we did get a lot of questions from fans who kind of want to learn a little bit more about this trade from you. And Nathan Dean Coffer asked, is this the kind of trade that we think makes this team better? Was this a contract year thing? Was this what you just discussed?
Well, I think that when you look at where we are, and obviously every receiver has different strengths, and Brandon was one that is a guy with unbelievable body control and is able to really make the spectacular play and go up and catch a lot of balls and make that spectacular catch, and is a, you know, a darn good receiver. I mean, that, you know, he had a breakout year last year after after 9 years in the league, and so came back, was having a good year this year, was a little bit banged up. But I think when you look at our receiving core with Eddie Royal, Demaryius Thomas is coming back, Eric Decker's you know, having a breakout year in his second year, Matt Willis, and then Quan Cosby was our fifth receiver, also the punt returner, that we felt it was an area with the likelihood that Brandon was not going to be back at the end of the year, that it was an opportunity for us to get another draft pick and continue to build, but also with the fact that with the young guys that we have at wide receiver, that they're going to be able to pick up the slack and continue to grow, and with Demaryius coming back off his injury, to be able to step in there and start, you know, seeing what he can do, and hopefully we can keep him healthy, but he's a big, strong wide receiver that we have great hopes for.
Coach made that point Monday that this has a whole lot to do also with the fact that this is a good group. This is a good position group that this team feels good about. Let's remember, I think it was week two against Cincinnati, you talk about guys getting healthier. The guy starting a quarterback this week had to go out and play a little bit of wide receiver. We were pretty banged up at that spot. Now, finally, you're going to have them all back and hopefully seeing some good time this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that the bye week felt good for us, because now that, you know, coming back off this bye week, we should have everybody back except Kevin Vickerson, who is on IR with the the high ankle sprain, but we should be as healthy as we've been all year, and so including the receiving core, which we're talking about. And so, you know, we're excited about getting going again, and hopefully we can start this second half of the season, the next 11 games, and start winning some of those games.
If you get a chance, send in your questions. Remember, Elway Live is the hashtag you have to include if you'd like your question to be asked during the show. We have three more segments left. Send your questions in with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall, and you're listening to Elway Live.
One to Thomas in the end zone, and the rookie's got his first NFL touchdown.
He sets in the pocket, steps up, throws, pass caught. Thomas again into Seattle territory. Fade Thomas. Thomas has got it, and Thomas has got a Denver touchdown.
You know, it's good to have him back, and I'm happy to see him healthy and get his chance because he's one heck of a guy, and he's very athletic. And I think to have him in the lineup and to be able to spread the field and come across the middle, because he's not scared either, and have him make plays. You know, I'm excited to have him back.
Thing is, he just got to get back in football shape, and he's a good player. He's going to be a good player for a while. So it's just staying healthy, getting in shape, and he'll do good things for us.
Well, he's got size, speed, strength, a lot of the things you look for. I think that's probably why he was selected as high as he was, and, you know, we're looking forward to getting him back.
You're listening to Elway Live on DenverBroncos.com with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks for joining us. Let's get right back to talking about the wide receivers, John. Specifically, we saw Demaryius Thomas out of practice yesterday for the first time since the week leading up to the season opener. It was a rainy day yesterday. It was sloppy out there. He was running around. He was making cuts. Looked like he was having fun. I think for a lot of fans, it's good to see Demaryius, considering where we picked him and what we hope he can do out there practicing.
It really is, and I think that, you know, if anybody's ever excited about coming back, it's Demaryius. I think that obviously if you look what happened to him, you know, last year he had the high ankle sprain early, and then late in the year missed the last six games, and so he played eight games last year and then tears his Achilles this February. And then the first day back off his Achilles tear, he breaks his little finger and has to have surgery.
Just unlucky.
So he's had some tough luck, but we're happy he's back, and he's happy he's back. And, you know, we got high hopes for him. He's a, you know, fast, big target that can really do things after he catches the ball. And so, you know, we have high expectations of Demaryius and thinks he's going to come in and do some good things for us.
What do you have to do as a player to stay engaged with what's around you when you can't get out there and get those reps with the offense, but you know you want to be able to kind of jump right back in as fast as you can when your body will let you?
Well, I think that's, as a football player, that's the hardest thing to have to really sit around and watch and not be a part of it, not feel like, you know, you're helping the team in practice or in football games or being a part of it. And I think, you know, that's the hardest thing as a player, because that's, you want to get out there and be able to be with your teammates and help the team win. And so I think that's why he's so excited to be out there, because, you know, obviously he did a great job in this offseason coming off that Achilles, which he came off a lot quicker than we expected him to, and then have that happen to him the first day back. So he's excited about it, but it's always tough. I mean, as a football player, you want to be in there with your teammates and being a part of it to hopefully win some football games.
He said Monday that he expects he's playing this week, and Cooper Mathison's wondering, what can you expect from Demaryius this Sunday, his first game action since coming off his injury.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, we're going to have to work him back in. Yeah. It's not going to be a situation to where, you know, he's going to jump in there and go every single play, because there, you know, you do get in game shape, and obviously he's not been in games, and so therefore his game shape's not going to be what it is. And so we'll work him back in there, get him in situations to where we can get him the ball and also take advantage of what he does best. And so it'll be a constant thing of just working him in there, as well as Eddie Royal coming off the groin that, you know, we're going to have to work him back in there. So, and then we got Decker and Matt Willis is having to have a good solid season for us too. So with those four guys rotating in there, they'll all get plenty of action.
How much do you think when we go down there and there'll be some newness to the guys we see on the field Sunday? You're going to see some healthy receivers like you touched on, guys are feeling better coming off the bye. They're feeling a little bit healthier. You're going to need these guys like Eddie Royal, who have been here for a little while, Matt Willis, who have been here long enough. You need guys that are going to kind of help Tim as he gets going, making his first start this season.
There's no question. Obviously, there's going to be a different feel for it because Tim and Kyle's skill set are so much different, as we talked about it. So there's going to be a different feel, and I think there's a lot of curiosity out there. But I think that everybody's excited to be back and looking forward to the challenge of going down in Miami and getting back on the winning track and really starting the last 11 games off on the right foot. We come home the following week against Detroit. So, I mean, I think that, there's still that hope that we can get some things going and really be competitive this year.
How much did you talk to the coaching staff, John, about what they did on the field last week, this self-scouting period? How productive was it? What were they able to kind of glean going into this week and getting the rest of the season off the ground?
Well, it's really kind of going back and really evaluating the first five games of the year, looking at things we did well, looking at things we didn't do so well, and really kind of perfecting the things we didn't do as well as we wanted to do. And so it's really not nearly as intense as a normal week, because there's only 2 days of practice with the players getting the, you know, Thursday, Friday, as well as a weekend off. And so it's really kind of a touch up, a lot more mental work than it is a physical work. And to really be able to walk through and discuss different things, different techniques that we can all play better, whether it be on the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball, that pertain to whether you're on the offensive side or the defensive side. And so really to work on that. And I think for us to be more consistent, our technique work has to be a lot better for us to be more consistent. And I think that was the concentration last week.
As a player, do you kind of naturally get fired up coming back off a bye despite your record? Do you just kind of feel this recharge as you're coming back and you kind of dig back in?
Yeah, you do. And I think that because you feel better physically, I think anytime you feel better physically, and obviously this is such a physical game, and with the guys coming back and having that downtime on their bodies feel better. And anytime your body feels better, then obviously mentally you're going to be more alert and more excited about getting going again. And so I think that's the best thing about the bye week, is to be able to get some of the bumps and bruises go away and the body starts feeling better.
Bye week's now behind us. Broncos are now getting ready for the Miami Dolphins, who lost last night to the Jets. We're still taking your questions here on Elway Live with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. We'll be right back after a short break.
Inside the 35, Tebow's going to run this football. Tebow inside the 10, Tebow inside the 5. Tebow's got a Denver touchdown.
You got to respect him, too, because he can run the football. So it gets him a two-way go. Obviously, in our style of offense we want to establish, the run with Willis McGahee or Sean Hoover's back there, and be able to get some play action passes and throw the ball as well. But you know, for Tim, he can be able to get out of the pocket, elude some hurries and get big explosive plays with the scramble drill.
Regardless of who they put behind center, we're going to be behind them. And I know Coach Fox is going to do what's best for the team. You know, it's going to be good to see what he can do out there starting earlier in the season than he did last year. So, you know, I know the guy's a capable player. He can go out there and sling it around if he wants to. But, you know, we know what he's good at. That's what I expect to see from him.
Welcome back to Elway Live. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Gonna, John, fire a question at you that we literally just got from Michael Trejo, wondering who in our practice squad, who coaches see a lot of, plenty of, are kind of exciting to the staff.
Well, you know, I think that they're all young guys and guys that are developing and guys that are getting used to the system, but also guys that we look forward to competing for jobs here in the new future. You know, Kyle McCarthy's doing a good job at safety. He played a little bit at the end of last year, but is doing a good job. Adam Weber, who's a young quarterback out of Minnesota, is a guy that everybody's really taken to and does a good job in practice, as well as Adam Grant, who's a big tackle out of Arizona. You know, that continues to improve. And I think, you know, when you talk about the practice squad, it's a great place for those young kids to really improve, be in an NFL system, understand what it's like, understand, you know, what does an NFL season look like, plus be in it and be able to work with the coaches and then look up to the veterans that we have. And so, you know, we've got guys that they're working hard. Mike Muhammad's linebacker we drafted in the sixth round, was active first couple weeks for us, continues to improve. And so, you know, we're happy with the practice squad, and we're hopeful that, you know, they continue on the pace that they're continuing and be able to, you know, compete for jobs next year.
Trade deadline about 18 minutes behind us. While it wasn't due to a trade, the team did pick up Rafael Bush today, safety. What did you see in him, and why the team bring him in?
Well, he's a young safety that we picked up off of Atlanta's practice squad. We'll fill Brandon Lloyd's spot. You know, when you looked at our numbers, we were real heavy on the offensive side. I think we had 27 offensive players to 23 defensive players, and we were a little bit light on the defensive side, and so we went out to try to find the best football player we could on the defensive side, and Rafael fit that perfectly. He's a young guy that's on the second year on Atlanta's practice squad, a safety that you know, has got good speed and a good feel for the game and reacts to the football well, and so we look for him to come in here and you know, hopefully shore up our secondary and compete for a job.
With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. You're listening to Elway Live. Broncos getting ready to travel to Miami this weekend, where I believe the Broncos are winless in Miami. Head coach John Fox in his career, 6-3, coming off a bye, riding a good streak right now with 3 wins. What is it about Miami, and what's the team got to do for that to change this week, John?
Well, we won a Super Bowl in Miami. I guess that didn't count. But
during the regular season.
Against the Dolphins. So
me.
We've won in that stadium. Let's put it that way. So that's a good thing. But you know, I think we played down there in my career. We played down there one time, and that was 98. We got beat after we'd lost to the Giants. We're 13-0. We lost to the Giants at 13-1, and so kind of had a little off week or a little sleepy week that week, and the Dolphins got us. But I think that, you know, obviously, you know, it'll be with what's going on down there with the homecoming for the 2008 national title team for the Florida. I think that that should help us a little bit down there. And plus, it's good news that you know, with John's record being 6-3 coming off a bye, because a lot of times it's difficult for teams to come off a bye, and so that's evidence that you know, John's got a good feel of what to do
and go on the road
and go on the
road. Travel.
So yeah, and so, you know, John's got a good feel for that. So you know, we're hoping to kick this second half of the season off well.
Christopher Ekstrom. Chris, I really hope I pronounced your name correctly. He's wondering, the offense is going to try and focus on passing, on running. I know you talk about balance and how important that is, considering it'll be Tim Tebow starting. How will the offense modify itself?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, with John Fox and his mentality is he wants to be able to run the football, and we want to have balance on the offensive side. Again, the main goal is to score points. And so, again, you know, it's up to the offensive staff to adjust things to Tim's skill set compared to what Kyle does. But also, you know, keep that running game going. It can take the pressure off the passing game. And so, I mean, you'll see some differences, but I think that those differences will be more around Tim's skill set than they were Kyle's. But, for the most part, we're going to, as I said, try to take advantage of what Tim does. But you can't change your whole offense in one week, even though you have a bye week. And so, I think the offense staff's working hard on putting that perfect game plan together for us.
Did you watch Miami last night on Monday Night Football?
I did watch them, yeah. And it was, they played really well the first half, didn't take advantage of a lot of opportunities that they had in that first half. And, they had the Revis had that 100-yard interception return to kind of turn things around. And then, the snowball started rolling against them and they couldn't stop it. So, they're struggling as a football team. But I'm sure that they're going to come off and they'll be playing at home, and so we're going to get their best, and hopefully they get our best.
With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. You're listening to Elway Live. Still time to submit your questions. We'll be back after a short break.
Staff, let's go out here and do what we gotta do so we get that win, baby. Let's do what we've been coached to do for the whole 60. Play for one another.
All in on three. 1, 2, 3.
All in.
Welcome back to Elway Live. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday. John, let's jump right back into this week's game against Miami. Beverly Mays wondering, what do you expect from our defense against the Dolphins Sunday?
Well, hopefully we continue to improve, and I think that, do a better job within the defense. What are the strengths and the weaknesses of the defense, and the playing the techniques within the defense to help us be a little bit more productive. Obviously, the key thing is always getting off the football field and being better on third down. We weren't great against San Diego on third down, so obviously I think in a bye week it was a concentration to concern the defense with third downs. And so, if we continue to work there, this game, I think we've done it before. We've shown we can do it. We've just got to do a better job and be more consistent with it. So I anticipate, defensively that we'll be better against third down this week.
Matt Moore took a couple licks last night against a pretty strong Jets defense. They really applied pressure. He was making some throws, though. It was just kind of one of those games where a couple plays, I think, that we've talked about, at least in the first half, when their offense was putting up yards. The score didn't dictate it, but they were moving the ball up and down the field against a pretty good defense.
Yeah, and I think that, as time went on, if you watch that game last night, you can see what pressure does. A pressure really creates bad throws. It creates hurried throws, and that's what creates the turnovers, and I think that's what we've seen. I think that, there was a miscommunication between him and Marshall down there on the goal line where Revis took it 100. But I think any time, if you look at it, and it really comes down to any quarterback, that if you can get pressure on him, it creates those bad throws and hopefully some turnovers.
We're going to shift gears here for a moment for the last couple minutes of the show, bring things back to a little bit of perspective. John, I know that you had a chance to go attend their ceremony. Broncos Montana is asking your thoughts on the late, great Mike Heimerdinger.
Well, obviously, he was a great guy, and a guy that's going to be missed very much, a guy that was a great guy to be around, a really good football coach, and a guy that players wanted to play for, because you always got the straight scoop from him, and he told you right where you stood, and you know he had a a very good offensive mind, and was a big part as a wide receiver coach of our championship years here back in the late 90s, and so you know, he's a guy that'll be dearly missed, but a guy that everybody liked to be around, and it's just sad to lose a quality guy like that. But we all know he's in a better spot right now, and wish the best to his family.
Are there any memories you can recall, maybe during a game, in the heat of a moment, where you can maybe share?
You know, I don't have the top of my head. I just remember how positive Mike always was. I think that, and a guy that, especially with the wide receivers and being a quarterback, that relationship that you have between yourself and the wide receivers, as well as a wide receiver coach, to get them doing the things that you feel comfortable with, or the ideas of the different ways to run routes, or the communication of, the coach telling me how they've been taught to run different routes. And those lines of communication were always wide open, and I think that's what made us, a big part of our passing game was a lot of it because of, Mike Heimerdinger.
Well, Broncos Montana, thank you for that question, and thank you everyone for sending in your questions for this week's Elway Live. Broncos travel to Miami this weekend to face the Dolphins. We'll break down the game and plenty more next Tuesday at 2 o'clock on DenverBroncos.com. This has been Elway Live. Talk to you next week.